There are 26 photos in the Chazen exhibit. It's part of a larger Wisconsin Public Television documentary that includes veterans from both World War II and Korea, as well as Vietnam. Photographer Jim Gill says the portraits in this exhibit represent a geographical cross-section of the state.
I traveled to Spooner, to Brule, to Viroqua, to La Crosse, to Milwaukee, as well as Madison, to do these portraits. I think it's a good representation of the Vietnam veteran in Wisconsin.
Gill says what he found in talking with the Vietnam veterans he photographed was a sense of anger and bitterness that he didn't find in working on a similar exhibit of veterans from World War II and Korea.
I would say overall they feel that they were never welcomed back here. I think it's really important for them to feel that even now, 40 years later, we can welcome them back and make them feel that their service was worth something to the country and to the people of the state.
There will be a special gallery talk with a panel of veterans whose portraits are included in the exhibit tonight, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Chazen. The Back in the World exhibit will remain in Madison through January 3rd, and then head to La Crosse and Superior, and finally Green Bay in May for a special weekend of Vietnam veteran activities at Lambeau Field. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.